And there that goes. Right? Everything recording. Get it all up and or cracking. Knock this out quick and fast to start the wine cellar week. Why do my decibels look weak? I don't know, Chief, but they are showing up. Indeedly do, neighbor. All right, real fast on Cory Booker. Cory Booker's big friends with APAC and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Big friends, super friends, one might super say.
Friends, yes.
Yes. Well, you thought Shaquille O'Neal and Be Real and Ice Cube were super friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very old, it's an old record. okay. So this stuff is just coming out of my my saved links via the Facebooze. And so off The Intercept, which is just a horrible news outlet. They're really bad.
Yeah.
Cause a lot of trouble. Rabble rousing.
What are you doing?
Trying to move it so that I get less glare on the screen. And this is by Alex Emmons on The Intercept. And it's more so just about the piece of audio than what they wrote about it. They added in other things that Cory Booker said. And Cory Booker's very pro destroying BDS. They want mm-hmm. legislation to punish BDS.
Yeah.
All right, because Cory Booker, not a big fan of you niggers, huh?
Because we fully support the freedom of speech and the First Amendment rights of all Americans.
That's why that... Wasn't that headline so weird? Rosario Dawson and Cory Booker?
Right? Girl. Is she in the sunken place?
Oh, man, I tried to watch that film, and the bootleg website only lets you see like 30 minutes.
Oh, huh.
And then it just cuts off. And it's like, fun. I don't want to pay for it. I don't. It doesn't seem pay forable.
It's not on like on demand or like Netflix or nothing. Nothing.
They're still selling it on all platforms. They will not just, you know, but if they put it on Netflix, I pay for Netflix. I paid for the fucking movie.
Right.
Like, it's not like Netflix is gonna not pay them to have it on their deal.
Netflix be spending all their money on white people's shit. Like, fucking Friends and shit.
Why? No, there's only one good episode of that show when the refrigerator was broken and the guy was trying to get people to buy him a new one by claiming that they broke it. Like, anyone that so much as opened the door would be like, you broke my refrigerator. I need something $100.
Wow.
And then at one point, the guy actually threw another guy into the refrigerator and said, you broke it.
It's wow.
Yeah, and that's about it for that whole program. But here's Cory Booker at APAC.
I just want to thank Moore for his leadership and his friendship. He and I talk often, text message back and forth like teenagers.
Now, that audio was super low, and I'm going to have to go back and post and up it on the podcast feed. I don't think that can be done on the YouTube feed. And but yeah, he says him and the president of APAC, they often text back and forward like teenagers.
Cool. Well, maybe they talk about HBCUs while they're there.
Nah, they talk about, they're like, did you see Ilhan Omar's head wrap? That shit was nice.
I'm sure that's not what they say about her.
That's what they say about her.
That's not what they say about
her.
Very
often.
No.
All right. I get it. You're hating.
So they text back and forth like teenagers, and historically black colleges aren't for black people. All right.
Yeah, and somebody posted in, I'm in the Bernie Sanders groups because I need memes. Mm-hmm. And they fucking, somebody was like, I think the Democrats are just putting so many people in the race so that, like, it can take points away from Bernie in early polls.
Hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. You know, maybe some of these people are just... Like, I think that all these people are the same thing. I think that they're power-hungry weirdos, sociopaths, that just want job titles as public trophies. Because they have so much money, they're not trying to get more money.
I think they just want more power.
Yeah.
And influence, yeah.
They're like the
real... You know what? They probably do want more money, because there's no such thing as too much money to rich people. Otherwise, they wouldn't be fucking stingy-ass hoarders.
And, you know, they're just comparing themselves to other rich people with shit they buy. Like, like when I listen to my Pandora radio on stand-up comedy, I have Lewis Black, a stand-up comedian, on there. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about shit like there was some rich people that were seeing who could spend the most money on like something that you dry off your umbrella in when you come in from the rain. Mm. Like, who could get the most expensive one of that?
Yeah. We need to like make a show like based on hoarders, but follow around rich people and just like shame them, like, six cars, huh?
Hell,
like another house, huh? And just like, you know, just like fucking shame them for hoarding shit. Cause that is what they are.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's socially acceptable to be a hoarder when you're rich because you're buying expensive bougie shit.
And you have a staff of people that keep it nice and organized. Mm. Like, I remember the headline many, many moons ago was the record producer, Brian Williams, that goes by Baby with Cash Money Records. And the headline was that he sold 30 cars. And I'm like, where's the headline that the nigga had 30 cars?
Right, exactly. The fuck? Exactly.
30? That's like a whole school parking lot. Fucking 30 cars. That's a whole row at Walmart. Luke, I don't even like calling Luke a rapper. He's like a hype man for himself or whatever the fuck he is. And so Luke wants to bring back Freaknik, which I just assume is, at this age, I see it as just like a fucking little place, just like, let's just sort of concentrate our black side of rape culture to this.
Mm.
You know, let's take it all from HBCUs, you know, the Q Dogs are major rapists, you know, us hood
niggas. Oh, no, they're just freaky.
They're fucking rapists.
Remember we covered Tariq talking about that? And he was like, they just, you know, was freaks. I was like, that's not what that word means. You're talking about, yeah, he turned them out, but, you know, they just freaks. Like, yeah, that's not how it works. That's not what that is. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're going to bring that to Freaknik. And I remember being like 11, 12 years old. I'm a Washington State kid. You know, I'm in Pierce County. There's nothing like that going on there. But you might... You hear, like, a Southern rapper or maybe a West Coast rapper mention it, like, oh, yeah, at the Freaknik in 91 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Or you might see it mentioned, like, oh, there's this thing in Atlanta called the Freaknik in like, a magazine, like the Source magazine or the Vibe. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know, I'm a fucking preteen on the West Coast that doesn't really know what the fuck these people are doing. And I'm thinking, like, oh, yeah, maybe you go down there and, like, you can get some girls' numbers, you know? Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you could maybe do that there.
Yeah, you could get just some numbers.
Maybe such a dork.
Yeah, maybe go to the mall with them, you know, fucking. Wow. But now I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, God, the fucking street harassment and rape going on there. Mm-hmm. I can't fucking imagine.
All I have in my head is, like, that I don't even know where the fuck them niggas is from, but it's, like, just a group of guys that stands outside, like, one gas station and harasses women. Like they will circle around them and shit.
I've seen the video.
Yeah, I've seen them in a couple videos. Like, I swear it's the same gas station.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Let's look at that while we get dinner going tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's just like, when I hear Freaknik, like, that's what the fuck is in my head. Just like, no.
Yeah,
no.
I did not know them niggas had multiple videos.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that it's them, but it looks like the same gas station. And you never really see anybody's face, but it's the same behavior of, like, circling around a woman who's going up trying to pay for her fucking gas. So, like, I'm just assuming it's the same people. Because it looks like the same gas station to me.
And on some level, I want to, like, by definition, I'd want to argue that that shit is fucking terrorism. Like, because it's, like, 30 niggas.
Right.
It's, like, none of you actually thinks she's really going to like me and want to
be
my
gal. You're not doing it because you're trying to engage in some enthusiastic sexual consent. That is not what you're doing.
Yeah.
Ugh,
I think it's gross. Fucking rape culturist. So that's what I think is going to happen. Luke trying to bring back Freaknik. And skibby flibby dibba do, a judge ruled that requiring girls to wear skirts at school violates the Constitution. We're going to get more into that into the regular wine cellar week.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Sunday right now, and we should put something up. a police chief allegedly raped a child hundreds of times over 7 years, along with a friend.
Hashtag good cops.
Indeed. I don't know why I saved this link. An Arby's manager returned to finish her shift after allegedly chasing down and killing a customer.
Okay.
Which, and I've worked in customer service. If, like, my coworker was doing that, I wouldn't have let him get out the door. Because you know your coworker packs a strap. Like, right. You know your coworker. I wouldn't have let Cuz get out the door. Like, let that fucking asshole customer go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't read the Joe Biden headline?
Oh, shit. It says, okay, creepy Joe Biden at it again. The guy is super skeevy.
Yeah, which is, I only wanted you to read that because he doesn't think he did anything wrong ever. He's come out and said that. He's like, I don't feel like I did anything wrong. But what was interesting, because you are an asshole and you fucking leave MSNBC and or Fox News on all the time.
Yeah.
Because you're an asshole.
It's good stuff.
Anyways, I woke up this morning to MSNBC discussing creepy Joe Biden. And their entire take was, I'm not saying he has to change. I'm just saying sometimes you need to evolve with the times. Like, I mean, I'm not saying he did anything wrong. I'm just saying.
Wait,
like,
evolve with the times. But Bernie Sanders is too old.
So yes.
Joe Biden can evolve.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders is too old.
Well, I mean, Hillary's evolving too, so, you know.
Still. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, yeah, I heard that. That was, like, literally the first thing I heard when I woke up. And I was like, oh, all right, I'm done with the day. I'm going back to bed.
And more horrific rape culture stories.
Yes.
The Titanic, whatever, fine. Rebuild the Titanic. Go ahead.
That's some white people shit for real.
Yeah, make that happen, players. And this one, and we will close on this.
Oh, ha ha. Someone was tweeting about this story, and I made a snarky comment, and they blocked me.
Wait, they're in favor of it?
Yeah.
Oh, are they a Democrat?
Fucking, yeah. You know what? Their bio actually said centrist.
You know what? And see what they're doing. Like, they're wearing it proud now. They are. They're fucking, like, they think it's their N-word.
Yeah, it was Marsha Gaines. Her at is GainesSM. And she said, the only people who don't mind homeless shelters in affluent neighborhoods are people who don't own homes in affluent neighborhoods. Yeah.
Okay.
So I made a snarky comment like, are you mad you have to share space with the poors? And then she called me a Russian bot and blocked me. She called me Boris. And I was like, okay.
See? So, I mean, they could put centrist on there all they want, but that's a radical centrist. Like, they are ideologically radicalized. Like, it's like the Mormon church. Like, they teach their kids that if you come across someone who disagrees with you, immediately disengage.
Right.
So, you're like the fucking Mormons. I forget, like, they have terms for it. You know, like, you're an agitator or some shit like that. Doesn't, like, Scientology have a term?
You're, like, being oppressive if you don't agree with them or something. That, like, you're silencing them or something.
Suppressive, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, San Francisco. They raise $70,000 to stop a homeless shelter as opposed to help homeless people. Motivation. This article up by Gabriel Canyon on theguardian.com. Very problematic Guardian. Very, very nigger-hating.
Yes.
Jew-hating outlet. Not big fans of Hispanics over there at The Guardian. Very bad people. So they say when residents from one of San Francisco's most desirable neighborhoods launched a crowdfunding appeal to block a new homeless shelter, the controversial tactic drew an angry response from the city's mayor. Huh.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure the mayor lives in a nice house.
Probably.
And so the mayor disagrees with Gaines SM.
Yeah.
Their campaign on GoFundMe, best known as a site that hosts fundraisers for medical expenses for people that might end up in homeless shelters, it raised around $70,000 from hedge fund managers, executives, and authors, which will be used to pay for an attorney. But so they're filthy, stinking, asshole rich.
Yeah.
But they still said, ooh, we need to socialism this. I don't want to pay for it. You want to pay for it? I just want to pay $1,000. I don't want to pay $70.
Right.
Fuck these fuckers. But it also spurred supporters of the shelter to try to beat them at their own game. Since launching on Thursday, a rival GoFundMe has amassed over $73,000, and it had drawn hefty contributions of $10,000 each from the Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff and the Twilio CEO Jeff Lawson, and from the company GoFundMe itself.
Wow.
Mega.
Hmm.
You know what? There's no law against that.
No, there's not.
The San Francisco resident who created it, William Fitzgerald, it's a very old white name, said that the dollars rolling in on the other side shocked him into action. Quote, "They clearly don't like people who don't have the same amount of money in their bank account as they do. They clearly don't like people who look different, who sleep outside at night," end quote. Mm-hmm. A thriving tech company has squeezed the San Francisco housing market, and like many cities on the West Coast, it is grappling with an overwhelming homelessness crisis. Mm-hmm. The number of homeless people has remained constant despite massive investments, and the new shelter in the Embarcadero, all right, was to be part of the city's promise to increase the number of shelter beds by 1,000. There are roughly 7,500 homeless residents in the city, and more than 1,400 are waiting for temporary spots to open.
Okay.
America fucking sucks. It does. Ass.
Wait. Didn't we cover San Francisco when they got a new mayor who's a black woman and everyone was excited because black girl magic, but she's like a fucking, like, supports gentrification and shit?
Wait, that's the mayor right now?
I think, I want to say we covered that shit.
That's a, let me get, I remember we talked about it.
Fucking name is London.
Huh. Current San Francisco mayor.
I'm thinking about that now. Like, I'm pretty sure.
London Breed is the current. Jeez. You know, wait, this nigga's black?
So I've been told.
Kamala black or black?
Okay,
I see some nostril game, but that nigga is Michael Jackson pale. Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait, no, is that her? Oh, that one makes more
this
sense.
This one has, different okay. lighting. Yeah, there's, I see some melanin. Fuck that, yeah. And you can tell this is like the one that we're looking at where I actually thought she was white for a second. The, that's that lighting that people choose on purpose.
Yeah, to look lighter.
Oh, man. And so apparently, so this mayor is mad at that, but also pro-gentrification and shit?
So I've heard.
I don't know what this nigga's deal is, man. London Breed?
Yeah.
That's her name? Yeah, yeah. London Breed. It's not... The name sounds so fucking like, pornography. It does.
Really? London Breed?
Breed, yeah, because, that'll be like when folks, like, a couple of cis-hetero folks are going at it, you know, and they're like, yeah, man, this is pretty neat. Thanks for doing this with me. And then they're like, hey, let's go ahead and internally ejaculify, and then somebody will upload the video clip and they'll put breed on it, or breeding.
Yeah, that is a whole fetish. It's, yeah.
it's a fetish, but that's also just, that's kind of how the species keeps going.
Yeah, no, but like the people who have it as a fetish, like, it's quite intentional, like trying to get somebody pregnant on purpose. So there's lots of like... condom removal, condom breaking.
That they call it stealthing?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, yeah, intentionally for the sake of trying to get somebody pregnant.
Okay. Yeah. See, you know way more about shit than me. I only knew about the fucking rape culture stealthing thing. Yeah. What kind of tangent? This is a way. This is by far the most way out tangent. This has nothing to fucking do with the story.
Yes.
It's just because the nigga's name is Breed. All right, da 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 bop bop skiba da. Oh, did you find the thing about gentrification?
Yeah. So, okay. London Breed's campaign. This is before. This is from 2016. So this was during the election before she became mayor. So, London Breed's campaign website makes the ambiguous claim she's, quote, creating more affordable housing. Creating more implies an increase over what existed, yet the only specific example she cites is a neighborhood preference that creates not one new affordable unit, and her role in rehabilitating existing public housing has not added any units. Her campaign claims she, quote, wrote legislation creating the highest affordable housing requirements in San Francisco history. But that's not the real story. The real story is London Breed's votes on the Board of Supervisors actually caused a decline in the number of affordable homes in District 5. Indeed, had some of her proposals not been defeated by fellow supervisors, even more rent-controlled apartments would have been lost within her district. Breed has favored the plans of developers and real estate speculators to convert rent-controlled apartments into condos or hotels, removing them from the reach of lower-income residents. Then let's see, let's look at our actual votes. 2013, she saw her first housing test. Breed backed the landlord and speculator-friendly legislation introduced by her ally on the board, Scott Weiner. It would have allowed, quote, tenants in common owners to freely convert to a full condo status, bypassing the 200 conversion year limit. All right, so more condos, so shit people can't afford. While condos are limited to 200 conversions a year, this law would have made them exempt from that limit. In 2013, it was estimated as many 10,000 apartments had been converted, with the overwhelming majority being in rent-controlled apartment buildings. This meant the loss of rent-controlled apartments and, in most cases, eviction through the Ellis Act of current tenants. So, yeah, all right. Let's see. So Breed supported that. Do they have any? Sorry, I'm trying to like skim it real quick.
You wonder why we don't like your fucking Democrats.
Right. So I get, then they're talking about the Ellis Act. It was, designed to slow down the epidemic of Ellis Act invasions. Oh, she voted against that. She tried to gut that bill by adding amendments that would exempt property owners. Okay.
Huh. Well, I mean, yeah. Only property owners should be able to vote and influence public life.
I wonder who said that before.
Jesus Christ.
Shit, we were still the property. David Campos introduced a bill in 2014 that was part of the tenant agenda. It was meant to slow down the epidemic of Ellis Act evictions and give tenants who were tossed out a reasonable chance to stay in the city. The measure called for landlords to use the Ellis Act to pay relocation fees to actually cover the cost of finding new housing in the city. But Breed also tried to gut that bill with exemptions. All right. Mm-hmm. Ron Conway, a major investor in Airbnb, and four of his family members all gave maximum allowable individual contributions to Breed in 2012. Mm-hmm. In addition, Conway and his wife contributed $100,000 to an independent committee that backed Breed's principal opponent in the race. Okay. Let's see. Members of Share Better San Francisco, a broad-based coalition of neighborhood, tenant, landlord, affordable housing, labor organizations, were well aware of these contributions when they approached Breed and seeking her support, but of course she didn't give it. Yeah, so this is, she... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Want to be fucking grimy?
So it would seem. So yeah, she doesn't actually support affordable housing.
Ah, but they can say it.
They can say it.
Yeah, and then some fucker on MSNBC or whatever the fuck will repeat it. And we'll all enjoy that and have a jolly good fucking time.
Yeah.
And this is a quote from the from London Breed in the San Francisco Chronicle. This is back to the Guardian article. People want us to address the challenges on our streets and help our unsheltered residents into housing, and I am committed to doing the hard work to make that happen.
No, you're not.
But it's incredibly frustrating and disappointing that as soon as we put forward a solution to build new shelter, people begin to threaten legal action.
Why don't you build fucking homes? Build a fucking apartment complex. How about that?
I'd love to hear an audio recording of her saying that. So I can hear how deadpan and I don't actually give a fuck it is.
She's gonna sound like Kamala.
Oh, geez.
Kamala has that shit down pat. She's like, you can tell she knows the talking points, but she just does not give a fuck.
And what's gonna be real shitty is like she's gonna be trying to play it up. She's gonna try to play up talking black, and it's gonna
please
be.
Please don't.
Oh man, it's gonna be super cringe. Oof. Super duper extra mega cringe. So that's what's going on. We're going into a week of Wine Cellar. This weekend, we put together Phoenix Collider's feed. So it's when you make a podcast feed and then you submit it to the outlets, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play for starters. And then you know what people do. They take the RSS feed and they put it wherever they want it because it's a public feed.
Right.
And but now, so it's there. But it's like under review. Mm-hmm. And then so, I mean, but they all pass. Every podcast feed I put up has always passed.
Yeah.
And then that'll be available and you'll find it by searching the Phoenix Collider Show. I figured I'm just going to be like everyone else. Yeah.
The Phoenix Collider Show. All
right. Just do the simple thing, right? Mm. Like the Bob Seska Show, the Rachel Maddow Show.
Yeah.
I think Lee Camp calls his Redacted Tonight.
Yes.
But for the most part, fuck it. The Laura Flanders Show.
The Jimmy Dore Show.
The David Pakman Show. Let's just call it the fucking show. The Phoenix Collider Show. And my best idea for that is literally something short. Short. Like 10 minutes every day.
Yeah.
Just one thing. That's not much labor. Phoenix Collider follows all that news anyway. But the thing is, because Phoenix Collider is a communication pro on the board of SWAP, the national board. And that's why we made this, so that Phoenix Collider can literally focus on communicating. Mm. Now, I'm not too smart on the YouTube, but I'm going to see if I can make like a sub Wine Cellar page. I think it's something that you can do.
Okay.
Like, I think like the Tea Time Network, they have like Tea Time with the Girls, Tea Time London, but all under the same network. So I want to see if I can make a separate like YouTube page that you can also subscribe to if you think it's very important to look at her face while she says the same words on the podcast. I guess, well, that they can look at your different head wraps.
Yeah.
And then you can say, oh, I got this one at that Catholic resale shop. What's that one? St. Vincent's?
St. Vincent's.
Yeah, yes. You're like, I got this one at St. Vincent's. I got this one at the Goodwill over here in Warrenville. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about your fucking head wraps there, lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still need a shaper.
A shaper?
Yeah, I really do need one.
Just bunch up a bandana. Slap it on the top. Blam.
Shaper.
Just put on a beanie cap. Isn't your head already shaped?
It's not the shape I need.
It's shaped like your head.
No, I need a shaper.
See?
No!
She married ignorance.
No, I have to have a shaper because then it makes everything like smooth and like very even. And it's easier to do like different types of, you know, like the crisscrosses and the, you know, the different layers and stuff. It's just easier to funky up the head wraps.
You have mega hair. Just make a poof on top.
Poof. Hair is squishy.
Yeah.
It doesn't... No, a shaper actually holds the shape. Nigga. Help me. Nigga.
Oh, man. All right. So I think that'll be what's going on. So you can go see Phoenix Collider.
Yes.
On the Phoenix Collider Show.
Yeah, and actually, gonna start covering international news because we should.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk about more popular culture, dating and relationships, and Republicans. We're gonna be talking about Republicans. We talk about you probably know what we think about Democrats already.
You might.
So but Republicans do exist.
Yes,
they do get votes, they do pass legislation, and that shit does actually affect people.
Yeah.
And I have kind of gotten away from that 2015-14 Wine Cellar when I used to cover that shit.
Yeah.
But I think all the rat fucking of the 2016 primary kind of fucked that up. And it's like,
it's also just difficult to cover politics now because literally everything Trump does is everywhere all the time. And it's already exhausting because it's everywhere. But it's also, it involves having to listen to him say words. I hate listening to him say words.
Also, you know what? Because somebody exists that I think they might still have their seat. Who replaced Michelle Bachmann in Congress?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
I'm literally searching right now on the program. Replaced Michelle Bachmann. I think it's two N's.
Yeah.
But I misspelled Michelle. I fucking suck.
Normal people spell it with two L's.
Oh, say word.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, somebody replaced her that, like, when they won in their winning speech, they, like, made a rape joke. Remember that? Because you know that movie Deliverance where it's, like, Squeal.
Oh, Joni? Or not Joni. Ernst? Somebody
Joni Ernst. Yes.
God, we're fucking nerds.
Yes. Joni fucking Ernst.
Oh, I did not know she got Michelle's seat.
Yeah, currently United States fucking senator.
Yeah, and then said, like, something like, or no, was that, maybe that was someone else who was raised on a pig farm?
That was, yeah, that was Joni.
That was Joni, okay. Yeah, because some people said that, were like, that was creepy. She's like, no, you don't understand. I grew up raising hogs or something. So it's different when I say it. And I was like, it's still a fucking rape joke from Deliverance.
Yeah, I mean, and even her fucking, her campaign ad. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Fucking, oh, yeah. Didn't she talk about castrating pigs in her campaign ad?
I'm looking for it on YouTube right now.
Oh my god, and this is the one who was listening to the way you're sounding. Is that her?
No, that's the one from Tennessee. They had her on to debate Bill Nye on CNN.
Oh, Jesus. On climate change. Jesus.
Right? Bill Nye is a fucking engineer. She's a politician. Bring these two on to debate climate change.
Stop giving... You know what? This is something the left fucks up all the time. Stop debating these fucking people. Stop it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They're not serious.
No, they're not. It's like, but that's the thing. If you aren't a doctor, I do not want to hear your fucking opinions about performing heart surgery, okay? Let the actual people who have studied the thing, who are professionals in the thing, fucking, you know, be the people to do the debates. I hate this fucking, anyone has a right to debate. No, the fuck they don't. No, they don't. You have to prove you have some sort of knowledge, Marsha Blackburn.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to prove you have some sort of knowledge that justifies you fucking debating. Like, fuck that shit.
Oh, God. And then this is something else, because, like, what up?
Oh, and the whole, like, let anybody debate thing is exactly why we had the fucking pundit problem that we have right now. Because someone, no matter how ridiculous their shit is, someone else at home listened, and now all of a sudden they have a fan, and now all of a sudden they have a fucking job on MSNBC or CNN or Fox or the fucking... That's why Ben Shapiro has a career, people. Because y'all were like, no, he has a right to... No, the fuck he doesn't. And now where are we?
I heard that little Keebler elf's voice for the first time. What was it, yesterday morning?
He's like 4 feet tall.
That's a weird little man. I can't take him serious, but I have to because the fuck has influence.
No, we have to because people were like, no, free speech, let everyone debate, and now he has a fucking platform.
But then, now let's also, because I did emphasize when I said senator, mm-hmm. because no matter the population of the state, every state gets two. Why the fuck does New York have the same amount of senators as Iowa?
Or Nebraska, or North Dakota, or Montana. There's like 10 people in Montana.
Or any of the places that have too many electoral college votes.
Yeah.
What is this shit, man? The whole system is shit.
Yes.
I forgot what we were doing.
We were talking about Joni Ernst and her pigs or castrating pigs or whatever the fuck her campaign was.
Yeah, let's... Oh, fucking YouTube suggested like that.
YouTube suggested Joni Ernst campaign ad castration.
All right. Let's hear this audio. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, skibby-doop-dop-doop, come on, YouTube.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Okay. You know what? There's more. Fuck, that was only 8 seconds to 30. Let's let it rock.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Joni Ernst, mother, soldier, conservative.
My parents taught us to live within our means. It's time to force Washington to do the same. To cut wasteful spending, repeal Obamacare, and balance the budget. I'm Joni Ernst, and I approve this message because Washington's full of big spenders. Let's make them squeal.
This is normal. See, but that's right, because Donald Trump sucks all the attention off of regular Republicans who are fucking wacky.
Yeah. I don't even know where to begin. Like, that was 30 seconds of just, I could tangent for an hour about all the things that went wrong in that 30-second time frame. Like, all right.
And also, I think Ernst family is one of those folks, like, let's make
they're
sure.
One of those,
they got, like, a government grant.
What the fuck do they call that shit when they give the farmers money? Subsidies. Yeah. So, yeah, they know a lot about responsible spending, I'm sure. But also, like, okay, so the first, the most important thing is she's a mother. Second, she's a soldier. She hits all the, you know, I make them squeal. All right. Like,
so, I did my breeding like I'm supposed to do because I is be woman, mm-hmm. but I'm also a white person and American, so I picked up a gun and shot some brown people.
Yes.
And also, I cut genitals off of other mammals.
Yes.
Joni Ernst, and I hate that at first thing it takes me to is Snopes.
Hmm. Well, Snopes usually has, like, the hyperlink, though, to wherever they...
Yeah. And, I mean, they nail easy shit, but let's not forget when the one they went out of their way to do the one that the Democrats didn't support this bill because they had less people in the House, but they still voted for it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, Snopes is funny style, and they obviously have a partisan bias.
Oh, yeah.
But Joni Ernst received $460,000 in welfare money, and what they have, see, they have mixture. They won't just go true or false. What's true is various relatives of Joni Ernst reportedly received an aggregate of $460,000. Well, if they're, then that's her family.
Okay, so you're reading Snopes right now?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Los Angeles Times from 2015. It's almost become cliche. Politicians who bray the loudest about cutting government wasting and slashing entitlements turn out to have learned what they know about the government from inside. Latest is Joni Ernst rode her Tea Party small government platform. To victory. She is appealing to the GOP. They chose her to deliver the party's official response to Obama's State of the Union. I might go back and listen to that.
I remember that shit.
The public spot is not her best friend. Okay. So District Sentinel, a Washington, D.C. news co-op, reports despite her campaign pitch to live within her means, her family members collected $463,000 in farm subsidies from 1995 to 2009. Holy shit. $367,000 of that was from corn subsidies, went to Ernst's uncle, Dallas Culver. Her uncle's name is Dallas Culver?
Makes you not want to go get a hamburger at that place no more, huh?
Uh-huh. And his farm in her hometown of Red Oak, Iowa. An additional $38,000 went to her father, Richard Culver, and $57,000 went to her grandfather, Harold Culver. There you go.
Yeah. And so you know what? Fuck it. More talk about Republicans. They have so much shady shit going on in McMurrica, not fucking Russia. God
right.
Damn it. You fucking weirdos. Hop off that shit. Your candidate was garbage and you fucking lost.
Yeah.
You lost.
See, also, lost to the guy that you put out there to beat. You propped him up.
Yeah. Yeah, the Pied Piper strategy. And then if you look at it, it's like, you're also losing because you're not doing what they did. You talked about them claiming they're not doing what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't they say the Republicans need to do an autopsy and figure out how to win?
Yes.
Who's winning? Who has more governorships? Who mm-hmm. has more fucking state senates? Who has the Senate and the House? Fucking mm-hmm. pugs. Who has the White House? The fucking pugs.
And the Supreme Court.
And they got two seats.
Mm-hmm.
Two seats. They're fucking winning. And remember these great words when, because actually I remember Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity were arguing. They were disagreeing. Mm-hmm. And then Ann Coulter was just on some shut the fuck up and let's hear this sentence. We lost, Sean. We lost. Because mm-hmm. it was after, it was like, you can say all the bullshit you want. We lost. Time to win again. And that's what they did. And 7 years later, who's winning? You got your Barry Hussein second term, but I bet you got the, and I know you folks mm-hmm. actually like the Affordable Care Act, but didn't they take out the mandate?
Yeah.
You don't got the mandate no more. Like, literally, you lost the Affordable Care Act between the iPhone 5 and the iPhone X.
Yeah.
You lost it. What up? My bad.
Oh, no, I'm continuing to skin this article. So, in 2009, Montgomery County, Iowa, where Red Oak, that's where Ernst is from, is located, the city received almost $9 million in federal farm aid. The following year, they got $12 million in federal farm aid, and then the next year, another $9 million. So, wow. We have $12 million to just fucking give to random cities in Iowa because they have corn.
But you fucking Democrats won't try to get a nigga UBI? What the fuck?
No reparations, no UBI, no universal health care, no fucking living wages.
That is a lift act. She's got a fucking lift act. You know. It's an Uber lift act. Motherfuckers, man. Yeah, more in the article?
Just that, despite that, Ernst says that we have to take a good hard look at entitlement programs and SNAP. Food stamps is a good example of that. We have to do a better job of educating the American people they can be self-sufficient. And whoever wrote this is snarky as shit, because they said she should explain that to her neighbors in Montgomery County, where the 2,000 people receiving food stamps account for nearly 20% of the county's population.
Wait, so 20% of them get food stamps?
Yeah.
And then whoever else is doing whatever they do, they must be like the lower or middle class.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is getting their fucking farm subsidized.
Yeah.
Give me my fucking UBI. The fuck?
Yes, $12 million a year in fucking federal aid. 20% of the population is on food stamps.
But the
problem
but
with
the
black people, though.
And the Democrats are taking down anti-Semitism, though, all right?
Yes.
So that's getting handled.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking down anti-Semitism.
They are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, what else? What other big things?
Oh, they're ending police brutality by passing Blue Lives Matter bills.
And lynching is finally illegal.
Lynching is finally illegal.
Man, that took a while.
Woo!
I almost got lynched yesterday. But then the guys that were going to do it, they were like, oh, God damn it, you fucking nigger. It's illegal. We was going to get you, boy. Ooh, we were going to get you real good. Come on. And that's what they said. And then I was like, ha-ha, guys. Ha-ha. Wakanda. Kamala salute. Hey, it's illegal now. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Dude, do you remember when she did that cringy-ass Black Panther video?
I didn't watch it.
I watched it. It was horrible. I'm still mad, though, because I remember the one thing in it, like, that really stood out to me, was she was, like, running to be congressperson or president of Wakanda, what the fuck ever, and she was like, I'm from California. I, too, understand the importance of herbs. We would like to share our herbs with you, or, like, some shit like that, and I was like, you locked up so many people for smoking weed. You didn't even want it legalized. You told people to vote against it on the ballot, you fucking asshole. And this is why we always are talking about Democrats.
You're just hating because she was smoking weed and watching Black Panther in college.
She's black girl magic. She can defy both gravity, time, and space.
Yeah, with her India side.
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking clowns.
Jesus.
I think that's... what up?
Just Democrats just... They enjoy losing because they still get paid, and y'all fucking fans need to just come to grips with that shit.
Yeah, and it's Cenk Uygur says quite regularly they get paid to lose.
Yeah,
yeah. I listen to their program. I listen to some shit, right? What Laura Flanders show?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we always critique everything.
Yeah,
you know, because I'm like an ombudsman of sorts, and. Yeah, like Laura Flanders' show, Jimmy Dore's pretty funny,
yeah.
Katie Halper's the number one Jew,
yes.
Not the four, not the three, not the motherfucking two.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Struggle Sessions you listen to.
Struggle Session. I'm on their Patreon. I listen to their patron-only shit.
Yeah.
I listen to PBS NewsHour,
mm-hmm.
BBC Women, Woman's Hour.
Yeah. Black Agenda.
Black Agenda Report.
Democracy Now.
Yeah, definitely Democracy Now.
Do you listen to Lee Camp?
Yeah, I listen to Lee Camp. Yeah, Redacted Tonight, one show a week. Redacted Tonight's pretty fucking smart and funny.
What is it, The Humanist Report?
The Humanist Report with Mike Figueredo. I like listening to that fucking very excited young man.
And then fucking Alex Jones and Tariq Nasheed and the cows.
Sometimes. Jones a lot less. The cows, their feed doesn't work anymore because Scotty Reed's website's a piece of shit.
Mm.
And excuse me. But yeah, Tariq shit, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't listen. I listen to Tariq Toot critique, as some may have noticed.
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me.
You still listen to that? Who's the ones that they were like street hoteps?
Oh, My Skin Is My Sin. I haven't heard them in a while because their audio is
so bad.
They still haven't realized that you can, like, you know, do a GoFundMe, get some microphones, and get better quality audio. Mm-hmm. They still do Blog Talk Radio by telephone. Like, some folks don't know. Like, our feed comes from Blog Talk Radio, and some people that are familiar with that is pretty... It's like 14,000 megahertz, mm-hmm. and which is something Phoenix Cleaver is always talking about. And that's low quality audio. That's straight landline telephone. Even if you call from a cellular telephone, they automatically convert it to that. But you can upload your own audio to your feed, and mm-hmm. they pay the $40 a month, and they're not using it, so they're quite literally not getting their money's worth.
Right?
Yeah. But like, because the wine cellar is paid for by the people, we make sure that you get your fucking money's worth.
Yes.
And we get that audio right. Yeah.
Well, you do.
And that comes...
I don't do that.
Phoenix Leader has engineered episodes before.
I have engineered episodes, but yeah, I cannot engineer nearly as well as you, so.
Ah.
Nah.
And it's, and you can do that at, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. That's a once a month bang 'em down. Mm-hmm. And there's also, the old tip jar, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. And remember, the feed should be live any day soon this week. I'll make a post when it's live, but mm-hmm. you can check whenever you want to. Go in your iTunes or your Stitcher or your Google Play and search for The Phoenix Kalita Show.
Yeah.
Seems pretty simple.
Yeah, yeah. I think actually the first one I'm going to do is like reading quotes. I made a tweet and said, what's the last time you heard a tweet that just shook you and you never forgot it? And I got some good responses.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see the thread, but I saw your post.
Yeah.
A sentence that shook you and you never forgot it.
Yep.
Yep. I don't know. For me, I love sentences. I remember too many sentences.
No. I think, yeah, I had to go with the, when a man says no, it's the end of a conversation, but when a woman says no, it's the beginning of a negotiation. Like, that one has stuck with me. So, like, actually, you know what? That's accurate.
It's cold. All right. So that should be that. I expected us to only do like fucking like 10 minutes.
Uh-huh. Where are we at? Like 30 minutes?
Yeah, maybe. If I could, if I can
if
get
the mouse would work properly.
Yeah. Like, show me things, mouse. Fuck
47.
It. What the fuck is our problem? It's like we just try to do an hour. All right. So apparently you folks just got a whole ass episode of the fucking wine cellar. And,
yes.
I had to cut my hair and cut my beard and mustache down. I was looking like I fucking donate to Umar's school.
Oof.
I was looking a little grizz.
Oh, he's going to open it any day now.
Yes. I came out of the bathroom. Phoenix Kalita can kiss me and say, you clean up so well.
You do. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Did we see Umar say that? Oh, that the conspiracy theory to depopulate black people is... allowing teenage girls to access birth control.
Oh, fuck it.
Oh my god. Yes. I was like, what the fuck? And he was really trying to convince his listeners that white people are trying to control our population growth by allowing teenage. He said 15-year-old girls can go to the pharmacy and get Plan B without a parent's permission. Nigga.
Was that a video we were looking at?
Yeah.
I remember now.
Like 15 years. Yeah. No, I don't want 15-year-old girls getting pregnant. No. The fuck? Ugh.
God. Like, all these niggas are so pro R. Kelly, and that's why. Now, my niece is an 18-year-old, and she puts her own pictures on the internet as she feels like it. Mm-hmm. But I still won't post shit of her online because... Yeah. Like, and I see people posting pictures of their kids online. I'm not doing that. Too many niggas are still R. Kelly fans.
Yeah.
I'm not putting something that you can easily download and keep, and then some old nigga is fucking, I'm gonna be crass here, is masturbating to a picture of my niece when she was like 12.
Right. Yeah.
That's gross.
It is.
So I will never put a picture of her up.
Yeah. No, I feel you. It is gross, and it's just, yeah, I don't know. Like, that's just still in my head because... 15. He said 15. He's really mad 15-year-old girls can get Plan B. But then also it's like, He was also leading on without a parent's permission. So, like, what? A parent should be the one to decide if a 15-year-old child should be forced to carry a fetus to term or not? Like, it's just both incredibly pedophilic and rapey, but also fucking, you own children. Children are property. Women are property. And you can dictate how, when, and where they breed. And it's just fucking...
Yeah, they real the yeah, as far as like as long as we're in patriarchy, the word dictate should have a K added to it where you know it ought to be.
I mean,
all right, let's not bullshit ourselves. Yeah. All right. Fine. 50 minutes. You got a goddamn show there, fuckos. Fucking y'all should hit the shit up, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And I haven't linked it up yet. I don't know how or wherever I link it, I want it to, like, be a permanent link that folks can help us out with. But I did make a one of those Amazon wish lists for the wine cellar. But it really is specifically for wine cellar shit. Like, if you look at it, there's, like, audio shit. Like, another mixing board, as folks call it. It is a mixing board, but it's an interface that I use to mix. And I want to use that so that we can use this other computing device as well and do more simultaneous broadcasting. I also have, now this is gender binary language, but double-sided male plugs that go from 3.5 millimeter to XLR. And in that way, we could be able to, like, we have the soundboard, right? We could pull audio from there. We could pull audio from the laptop. But with these 3.5 millimeter to XLR male plugs, double-sided, I could actually have like a tablet set up, and like I could literally just have like we could be doing like a broadcast like on a Sunday, a long one in the morning, and have like MSNBC on the side and be like, okay, we just finished this segment. Here, let's go to the bullshit cable news and see what they're talking about. And literally just with a smooth click, boom, it's on there. So I put those things on the Amazon wish list for the wine cellar, but I haven't made the wish list like a public post anywhere yet.
Okay.
All right.
So, I will tweet it when it happens.
Yes. So that's going on along with, remember, before the end of this week, you'll be able to sign up for the Phoenix Kaleeder show. And I think easily within a month of that happening, I'll see the stats on the wine cellar go down as that goes up. Because everybody will be able to tune into who they really want to hear.
Which is not I, because I am not the funny one.
They want to hear you're the smart one.
Well, that's going to be straight, pretty much straight news, so I'm going to get my Amy Goodman on.
Ooh. Oh, and you have a deviated septum. You really
I do.
Are.
Yeah. I know. I'm always surprised because I would do videos like nobody ever comments on how often I have to like stop and wipe my nose when we're recording. Yeah, I always assume somebody's going to say something, but nobody's ever said anything, so I don't know.
We should put on our black shirts and take pictures and put them online.
We could do that.
Yeah. All right. That's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to put on our black shirts and take a picture. All right. Please.
God damn, 52 minutes.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
We got to make it. It's got to be in the hour neighborhood.
Like an hour?
Yeah. This was supposed to be 10 minutes, people. Shit. All right. PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. I need to keep looking at Menards for a shop vac. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Oh, and I put the bug zapper up on the garage.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it's a test run of it. I think I might need to get a shorter extension cord.
Okay.
And but it's up there, and we'll see how it works. It's plugged in now.
Yeah, I want to put some bird feeders in the yard, too. Maybe we have more birds. They'll eat the mosquitoes, maybe.
I don't know how that works.
I'm just guessing, because I think birds eat insects.
They do. Mosquitoes are super small, though. You think birds can catch them?
I don't know.
I mean, the science on that.
Birds are fast. I'm going to Google it, though.
Ah, fine. Yeah. We'll broadcast that, too. Let's see.
Do birds eat mosquitoes?
All right. Mosquitoes, which was the full name of Doug Funny's friend Skeeter Valentine.
Yes.
It was Mosquito Valentine.
Okay, let's see. Mosquitoes have a number of predators. This is according to Orkin.
Yeah.
Many birds will eat mosquitoes.
No shit.
All right. The more important among these are purple martins, swallows, waterfowl, geese, ducks, whatnot, and migratory songbirds.
Are swallows... What up? Are swallows those birds with the skinny legs that like to stand in, like, shallow, dirty water?
No, those are cranes.
Oh,
or
damn.
Herons.
Okay.
No, swallows are like little yellow birds.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know enough things. I thought that was a finch.
Finches are also yellow.
Okay.
But I think swallows are bigger than All right. Well, I just Googled swallowed. It's giving me like a blue bird, a black bird, and I don't know, maybe they're blue. I don't know. Oh, you know what? I think they are blue maybe. All right. Oh, the female maybe or the male? One of them has a yellow chest and the back is blue. That's what I was thinking of. So, I thought the back matched the front. It doesn't.
Oh man, you know, if we have birds in the yard, that means they're gonna fly past the living room window and the cats are gonna be illin'.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. I'd like to get a screen door.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the, you know, cause the summer's coming up. I want that air moving through. And this is our first full year in this house.
Right.
Yeah. Just go in head first.
Yeah.
I just need those fucking overtime hours.
Right.
Though tomorrow is the first, so the new machine room should be up and running, and they haven't hired that many new people, so there should be some space to move in and do some gosh darn work. Right, righto. Wine cellar out. Damn it.
For real this time.
Trying to end this episode for fucking
6 minutes out.
Well, at least you got to learn about birds eating mosquitoes.
Yes, birds do eat mosquitoes. We could put ducks in the yard and let them fucking eat the mosquitoes.
Damn, I hit stop on the YouTube and you have more to say. Fucking put... Wait, put ducks in the yard?
Yeah.
What, like, catch ducks?
Well, first of all, you could buy ducks, but no, just put out some fucking water. They just show up.
Just put...
Like a kid's pool.
So if we get a kiddie pool, ducks will just be like, nigga.
Because do you remember at the old apartment when we had all the flooding? Wasn't there? We were outside fucking barbecuing and there was this fucking duck watching us, remember?
Yeah, and I was throwing it bread like we're not supposed to do.
You're not. Fruits and vegetables cut into small pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You corrected me and did that.
Actually, Kuja corrected us because I asked because I didn't know. And Kuja works for a vet or used to work for a vet. And Kuja's like, no, feed them things like grapes cut in half. And I was like, all right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. 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 That's Cougar. You know, Cougar works for a vet, you know. And by when I say Cougar works for a vet, I don't mean Carnell.
Whoo.
Yeah. Like, Cougar's white, but not in line with supremacy the way Carnell is. Hey, we're getting the fuck out of here, buddy.
My white friends are better than yours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's your Tangibles 2020, family. You dig?